Es un gozo poder estar aquí. Ya tenía bastante no estar aquí. This is my home church and I hardly ever come here. Even though my membership's somewhere else, but I still consider this to be my home church. Aunque mi membresía esté en otra iglesia, todavía sigo diciendo que esta es mi iglesia. Antes de comenzar, vamos a orar. Before we start, we're going to pray that God may bless us as we open His Word. Antes de abrir su palabra, vamos a pedirle a Dios que nos pueda ayudar a lo que vamos a estudiar en esta noche. Oren conmigo. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to be here. Querido Padre Celestial, te damos gracias por la oportunidad de poder estar aquí. And we pray, Lord, humbly that you help us understand your word. Y oramos humildemente que nos puedas ayudar a entender tu palabra. We have no understanding for ourselves. Nosotros no podemos entender por nosotros mismos. We ask for a clear mind and a receptive heart. Pedimos una mente clara y un corazón receptivo. And may you pour down your Holy Spirit tonight. Y que puedas derramar tu Santo Espíritu aquí en este lugar. All this we pray, todo esto lo pedimos en el nombre de tu Hijo, en el nombre de tu Hijo, Jesus Christ, Jesucristo. Amén. If you could open your Bibles with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, we're going to go through verse 5. Éxodo capítulo 3, versículos 1 al 5. Éxodo capítulo 3, versículos 1 al 5, pasó nuestra lectura de esta noche. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. As soon as you find it, please say amen. Y cuando lo encuentren, por favor digan amen. And I read, the Bible says... Well, we're going to turn it into SAP right now. Vamos a ir a español primero. Apacentando Moisés las ovejas de Jetro, su suegro, sacerdote de Madián, llevó las ovejas a través del desierto y llegó hasta Horeb, monte de Dios. Y se le apareció el ángel de Jehová en una llama de fuego en medio de una zarza. Y él miró y vio que la zarza ardía en fuego y la zarza no se consumía. Entonces Moisés dijo, iré yo ahora y veré esta grande visión. ¿Por qué causa la zarza no se quema? Viendo Jehová que él iba a ver, lo llamó Dios en medio de la zarza y dijo, Moisés, Moisés. Y él respondió, heme aquí. Y dijo, no te acerquéis, quita tu calzado de tus pies, porque el lugar en que tú estás, tierra santa es. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him and said in the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Out of all the literary genres that the Bible has, oh, this is much better. I don't have a wire to hold me. Out of all the literary genres of the Bible, one of the most interesting is the narratives. De todas las diferentes estilos de la literatura de la Biblia o literarias son las narrativas, las historias. And people can argue and say, well, prophecy is the most important. Y muchos pueden decir, bueno, la profecía, yeah, it's important, it is. But the most interesting to me is the stories. La más interesante para mí son las historias de la Biblia, porque es por medio de las historias que conocemos a Jesucristo y a Dios. We learn about God and Jesus through the stories and these characters. I'm not saying you don't learn about God through prophecy. No estoy diciendo que uno no aprende de Dios en la profecía, pero las historias, they hit home. We as humans, we love stories, amen? Como humanos, como gente social, nosotros nos gustan las historias. And what's also awesome about the stories in the Bible is that the characters that are portrayed in the Bible, que la gente que se escribió de ellos en la Biblia, they were common folk, era gente común. You know, in the Bible, you're not going to find the vampires of Twilight. No van a encontrar los vampiros de Twilight. You're not going to find people who shimmer, glimmer in the sunlight. You're not going to find Harry Potter in the Bible. You're not going to find Captain America and all these superheroes. These were common people, folks. Lo que la Biblia escribió era de gente común como tú y yo. No vas a encontrar los vampiros de Twilight. No vas a encontrar Harry Potter. No vas a encontrar héroes, Captain America. No, esta gente era común y corriente como tú y yo. And the Bible does not sugarcoat their experiences. God shows the people at their best, at their worst, when they were so-so. And that's what makes the Bible great. Y es lo que hace la Biblia grande, porque no tapa nada. Enseña a esta gente en sus mejores momentos, en sus peores momentos. It doesn't sugarcoat. A lot of times we read biographies. Muchas veces leemos biografías of certain people we admire, and people write these biographies, and if that was their hero, they tend to embellish it. All of a sudden, these people seem superhuman. But the Bible doesn't do that. Muchas veces leemos biografías de gente grande en el mundo, y la gente que escribe sus biografías a veces tienden a exagerar un poco y hacen esta gente más grande que en realidad son. Pero la Biblia no hace eso. And just to give you an example of that, you all remember Noah? Para darles un ejemplo, ¿se recuerdan de Noé? God told them, "You are righteous among this generation." Tú eres justo en toda esta generación. In 120 years, I'm going to send a flood, and I'm going to destroy this earth, but not you. You're going to build me an ark. Vos sos el que he visto recto en esta generación. Vas a construir una arca y vas a predicar por 120 años. And check this out. God asks them to preach. And he's preaching to people about stuff that they've never seen. He's saying, you know what? There's going to be a flood. People say, well, what's a flood? We've never seen preaching to people. Christ is going to come in the clouds. People have never seen that. So like, are you sure? Are you crazy? It's the same thing. God was asking them to preach. A Noé, Dios le dijo que construyera la arca y estuvo predicando de cosas que no habían pasado hasta ese momento. Y la gente, claro, no lo creía. Como nosotros, como estamos predicando que Cristo va a venir en las nubes. ¿Cuándo lo han visto eso? La gente dice, están locos, no va a venir. ¿Qué están hablando? What are you guys talking about? How many people were saved? ¿Cuánta gente se salvó? Hey, that's it. Just Noah and his household and a bunch of animals. Two of every unclean and seven of the clean ones. Solo Noé y su familia, siete de los animales limpios y dos de los impíos. Okay. And yet, this guy that God picked out, Noah, after the flood subsided, he becomes a farmer. Este hombre que Dios escogió, llamado Noé, después de que hizo la arca, después de que Dios le dijo, vos sos justo, se hace granjero, planta una vid, he plants a vineyard, and he gets drunk. You all thought that Bartles and James made the first wine cooler. It was Noah. He got so drunk that he had to sleep it off. This was the same guy God said that was just. Noé, después de planta la vid, se pone una borracha, de esas tal borracheras que tiene que dormirse para quitársela. Y este es el mismo hombre que Dios dijo, vos sos justo en esta generación. O sea, ¿a qué llego a esto? No a maldecir o hablar mal de Noé, sino que eran gente como tú y yo. Y Dios no tapa los pecados de la gente. La Biblia expone, pone en claro los errores de la gente aún. God, the Bible doesn't sugarcoat stuff. It tells about people the way they were, the way they are, what they did and what they didn't do. Within these narratives, there's something exciting. It's the encounters God has with people. Y dentro de estas historias, algo de lo más interesante son los encuentros que Dios tiene con los hombres y las mujeres. God encountered Abraham, told him, get out of your land and from your family to the land I will show you. Dios le dijo a Abraham, Abraham en ese tiempo antes, salite de tu tierra y tu parentela a la tierra que yo te voy a enseñar. Dios se aparece a Moisés en la zarza. God has an encounter with Moses through the burning bush. I mean, the prophet saw God, saw visions of God. All these people had encounters with God. And even the disciples, when Jesus told them, when Jesus was on earth and said, you know what, follow me, encounters. Los profetas tuvieron encuentros con Dios, ya sea las visiones. Y aún los discípulos tuvieron un encuentro con Jesucristo cuando les dijo, dejen su barca y síganme a mí. Encuentros. Mi encuentro con Dios no fue tan dramático como el de Moisés. Yo no, Dios no me habló a mí por medio de una zarza. My encounter with God wasn't as exciting as Moses. You know, God didn't talk to me through a burning bush. Nor did I see God, a heavenly vision of God on his throne. Ni tampoco vi a Dios en una visión celestial y vi a Dios en su trono. My encounter with God was a little bit more subtle. Mi encuentro con Dios no fue más sutil. Many years ago, before I came, I chose what I chose, my desire was to be a rock star. Antes de hacer lo que estoy haciendo ahora, mi único deseo era llegar a poder ser famoso en la música. That was my desire. My mom came into the church right around the time I was 5 years old. Mi mamá entró a la iglesia el tiempo que era 5 años. My dad didn't come to church. Mi papá no venía a la iglesia. And like always, my dad's influence was always greater. Even though my mom wanted to impart those principles that she was learning in the Word of God, she kept trying to steer me that way. Y aunque mi mamá estaba tratando de enseñarme los principios de la Palabra de Dios, tratando de guiarme hacia ese camino, la influencia de mi papá siempre fue más fuerte. Él había sido un baterista semiprofesional, a rock drummer, semi-professional. So it was so easy just to fit into to go that way. Era más fácil estar por ahí. And you know, as a kid, you know, church doesn't always make sense. Y cuando uno es chico, la iglesia no siempre tiene sentido. And I, to be honest with you, I didn't want to go to church. Yo no quería ir a la iglesia because on Saturdays when all the good programs passed, you guys remember Saved by the Bell? It was on Sabbath. And I couldn't watch it because I had to go to church. Y muchos de los programas que pasaban en la tele, yo no los podía ver porque tenía que venir a la iglesia. And then I found out as I kept growing up that whenever my dad wanted to kind of get back at my mom, he'd say, do you want to stay and not go to church? And I'd stay. And then when he wanted to get back at me for not being good, he goes, go to church. So I, you see, it was like that. It was that perspective. Y yo recuerdo que a veces mi papá para darle la torre a mi mamá, como lo dicen en español, decía, ¿querés quedarte? Y yo decía, sí, me quedaba. Y cuando se enojaba conmigo, vete con tu mamá a la iglesia. So esa fue la experiencia, and it wasn't good for me. As growing up, I didn't like it. I saw it was kind of like a seesaw effect. Whenever my dad wanted to get back at my mom, I'd stay. Whenever he wanted to get back at me, I'd have to go. So I wasn't enjoying it. No lo estaba disfrutando. And although as a kid, you get creative, right? You start meeting other kids who go to church and probably feel the same way as you do. They don't want to be there. Y conforme uno va creciendo, uno va conociendo otros chicos dentro de la iglesia que también, tal vez no quieren estar ahí, pero se hacen amigos, ¿verdad? Yo fui a la iglesia, seguí viniendo a la iglesia hasta como los 16. I kept coming to church till about I was 16. Then it was sporadically. I stopped coming. When I say sporadically, I'm talking about AY, the last 5 minutes, more closer to the socials. Yeah, that type of thing I was doing. Y ya más adelante iba más, venía más esporádicamente. Ya los últimos 5-10 minutos de la sociedad de jóvenes, más bien para los sociales. That's what I was doing because I didn't enjoy church. And then around that time, I started playing guitar. So one day I brought my guitar to church. Figured I'd probably get bored and start playing it. So I started playing my guitar. And to my surprise, all the girls would say, "Hey, do you know this song?" To a young person who's playing guitar, whose dream is to be in front of people, there's nothing better than to bring a guitar and have all these girls say, "Do you know this song?" and have all these people looking at you.
Y cuando yo muchas veces venía, un día traje mi guitarra, dije, bueno, deja tocar. Me voy a aburrir tal vez. Y de repente toda la chica empezó a decir, "Hey, ¿conoces este canto?" Y para alguien que quiera hacerse famoso, la atención me gustaba, pero no le voy a mentir.
I like the attention. And one thing that I did realize, though, that when you play an instrument, you can be the ugliest schmo. But if you play in a rocking band, you play something, it makes you more attractive.
Y yo descubrí que cuando uno toca en un grupo, cuando uno toca un instrumento, uno puede ser el chico más federal, para no decir feo, el más federal. Pero si tú tocas, como que te hace más guapo eso.
That's my theory. And I kept doing that, but then that got old too. That just got to the point where it got old. I finally got into a band. Finalmente me metí en un grupo. And we had just headlined. Y en este grupo tuvimos una tocada. Nosotros fuimos el headliners. Headliners es el que toca al último. Había otros dos grupos que abrieron por nosotros. So they're preparing the audience for you. You see, in the world, when you play music, to be the first band, not good. To be the last band, very good. Because, you know, everybody's warming for you. In church things, being last is not good. Because nobody comes. Nobody wants to be here. First is good, but that's church things. And habíamos tenido esta tocada, and it was looking good. I'm not going to say we were like foster the people or nothing like that, but we were getting up there. Estamos tocando, estamos progresando. Yo recuerdo un día cuando fui a Victorville. For those of you who've been to Victorville, back then there was nothing. I think there's more now, but there was nothing back then. Para los que han ido a Victorville, no había mucho en ese tiempo. To get to the mall, I literally had to go through a desert, really, literally. But anyways, estaba en Victorville, y yo recuerdo que estaba en mi pieza, estaba en mi cuarto, y yo estaba tocando mi guitarra. And while I was playing, I was trying to write a song, I felt something that I had never felt before. I felt impressed by something. It was a weird feeling. Algo me impresionó mi corazón, and I felt a voice tell me, "You know what, Renee? You need to give up your life to me." Una voz que decía, "Renee, ya es tiempo que des tu vida a mí." And it was weird, and I reflected on it. I kept reflecting on it. I'm like, well, y yo empecé a estar pensando, ¿será o no será? Pero después de tanto tiempo dije, you know what, God, it's too late for me. It's too late. I've gone too far. I'm a rock musician and I can't do this. Y le dije, Señor, tal vez si me hubieras llamado hace unos años, pero ya es muy tarde para mí. So I dismissed it. Dije, no, it's not for me. But the great thing about God is He don't give up. La gran cosa de nuestro Dios es que Él no se da por vencido. Yo le dije que no quería nada que hacer con Él, o nada con Él quería saber, no quería saber de Él. Y sin embargo, Dios no se da por vencido, porque meses después, months later, He comes back to me, but this time not impressing my heart, but using somebody who knew me since I was young. He brought this lady, this consecrated lady. I still remember this lady. This lady, I admired this lady for her consecration. Y usó una señora, una hermana que venía a la iglesia, que me vio crecer dentro de la iglesia, muy consagrada esta hermana. Y recuerdo que íbamos a venir a la iglesia. Íbamos a venir a la iglesia y mi mamá me dijo, "Sabes, la hermana quiere verte, se recuerda de ti y quiere ver si puedes llegar, te quiere hablar un poco." Okay, I guess. I didn't really want to, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, my mom said, "If you go, I'll let you borrow the car." I didn't have a car back then. Y dijo, "Yo te presto el auto." And you know how, you know, my mom's good. You know, she knows how to make deals, you know. Y I go, fine. Fui. Y cuando yo llegué, yo vi a la hermana, y yo bajé del auto, y yo miré que la hermana me miró de arriba hacia abajo. And I'm like, oh, la hermana me va a decir de que voy a morir. Because at that time, I was dressed up, you know, you're a rocker, you know. You have the earrings, and you had the long hair, and you have the holy pants, and you have the black shirt with the skeletons, you know. And you look like you're dirty and grungy, but you're not, because you did take a shower, but you have that dirty look. Yeah, that's how I looked.
Y yo recuerdo que la vi, y dije, esta hermana va a decir, me va a decir, She's going to tell me I'm going to go straight to hell. Es lo que me va a decir. Me va a decir que me voy al infierno. Pero está bien que me lo diga, porque así ya tengo una excusa y le voy a decir a mi mamá, por eso no voy a la iglesia. La gente es muy crítica en la iglesia. So I was waiting. And I was just like, okay, come on. You know, it's killing me. Just say it already, please. Dilo ya. Dile de que me voy al infierno. Ya dilo. But this lady, to my surprise, told me 3 words. Not 5, not 10, not a sermon, not 45 minutes. She said 3 words. Esta hermana dijo 3 palabras. No me dio un sermón. Solo 3 palabras me dijo. You know what she said? She said, God loves you. That was a slap in the face. Dijo, Dios te ama. Y fue como un baldazo de agua fría. I had been going to church all my life. Nobody had ever told me God loves you. They told me that I needed to take off my earrings. They told me that I needed to change, that I needed to do this, that I had to stop doing that, not to go to the movies, don't do this, do that. No, not that. No, no. Well, no. Well, no, 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 no. Don't do it. That was my experience. That's all they told me. But this lady got to the core of it. She said, God loves you. Dijo, Dios te ama. I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. She kept talking to me, and I was just in a daze. God loves you. Kept playing in my head. Seguía tocando en mi cabeza, Dios te ama. And I go, maybe this lady made a mistake. Maybe she doesn't really know who I am. And we went inside. I remember we studied the Bible for a little bit. She prayed. Oramos, leemos la Biblia un poco. And after that, she gave me some bread. Me dio un pan de salvado. And this lady, she was a baker. Este pan estaba bueno, pero del bueno, bueno. O sea, que es bueno. Y también te ayuda con ir al baño, but not in a bad way. It just regulates your bowel movements. But it's good bread. It's good bread. It was oat bran. I remember it was so delicious. And I remember she gave me bread, and I left there. But her words kept playing in my mind, and I did not have peace now. Sus palabras seguían tocando en mi mente. Dios te ama. Dios te ama. And you know what? It was getting annoying. I didn't have peace. No tenía paz. Dije, oh my goodness, this is crazy. Después me contaron que esta hermana ayunó y oró por mí hasta que yo regresé. Maybe some weeks later. She kept praying and fasting for me. Después de unas semanas, con esas palabras todas en mi cabeza, yo llegué a ir otra vez más con ella. Porque ya se iba a ir a México y ya no la íbamos a ver. Y quería verme otra vez. Y fui y le dijo, mi mamá, ¿quieres? Y le digo, sí. Y yo dije, ¿crees que va a tener más pan? She goes, yo creo que sí. I think she will. Just come. Y recuerdo que fui y me dijo la hermana, después de este estudio yo tengo algo para ti. And I thought, oh, she's going to give me bread. Me va a dar pan. And she goes, no. Aparte del pan, tengo algo que decirte que Dios me dijo que te dijera a ti. Y yo estaba desesperado. I don't know, what was she going to tell me? ¿Qué me iba a decir? Y recuerdo que, ni recuerdo el estudio porque solo pensaba en lo que me iba a decir. Me llevó allá a su yard, donde está su jardín. Oró y me dice, René, cuando yo estaba orando, Dios me impresionó que te dijera esto. Él dijo que Él te ha escogido a ti para ser su predicador. God has chosen you to be his preacher. Now, if God loves you was a slap in the face, she beat me up with this. Como dicen en Argentina, me dio con palo y medio. Si Dios te ama, me sacudió. Esto me sacudió aún más. No sabía qué decir. Y le dije, hermana, ¿pero estás segura? No creo que Dios me conozca a mí. She goes, God knows you. Dios te conoce. Y yo le dije, pero hermana, es que it's impossible. I don't think so. I think you made a mistake. Y ya oró conmigo. Recuerdo que ese día me quité las argollas o los aretes. I took off my earrings and I remember going home. And I was in Victorville. And now, if I didn't have peace before, I was a mess now. Todo en mi mente solo iba a Dios te ama, a que Dios te ha escogido. It was scrambling my head, you know. Era algo muy fuerte. Y entonces yo sabía que la única solución era pedirle a mi mamá que orara por mí. Porque you know how it is. Well, no diga amén todavía. La segunda me puede decir amén, todavía no. The problem was that I didn't want it though. Yo no lo quería. So yo, you know when you go to church and you're barely going in or you don't know, but you think you can't approach God? So you ask somebody to pray for you because you're not holy enough. And plus, you've heard prayers all your life in church, and everybody's so poetic about it. And you think that's what prayer is. The prayer that always got me is when they pray for food and they say, please bless the hands. Why the hands only? I never understood that. Didn't the whole person do it? But just the hands. I don't know. Y yo recuerdo que yo pensé que yo no oraba, sabía cómo orar. Y cuando uno piensa que no es lo suficiente santo. Y yo le iba a pedir a mi mamá, porque de chico siempre a veces uno escucha unas oraciones tan poéticas. Y uno piensa que es la oración. Y le estaba diciendo ahorita en inglés que la oración que siempre me hacía reír de chico es cuando decían: y Señor, bendice las manos. ¿Por qué las manos solamente? ¿Por qué no toda la persona? Pero bueno, así a veces ora la gente, ¿no? Bendice las manos que preparó, como que si las manos solitas caminaban y hacían el alimento, whatever. Ok, pero yo le dije: mamá, ¿puedes por favor orar? Dice: ¿de qué? Dile a Dios que me deje en paz, que no le acepto su proposición, no quiero. Y dice: ok. Y no me fui hasta que ella oró y le dijo: Señor, mi hijo dice que no quiere saber nada contigo. Ok, gracias. And I went back to my room. And then it started, I was like, well, what if it is true? What if it isn't true? Y empecé a pensar, en mi mente dice, ¿qué si es verdad? ¿Qué si Dios sí me escogió? ¿Pero qué si no? ¿Pero qué tengo que perder? Oh, man, it was worse. And I said, okay, God, fine. Está bien, Dios. And I went back, I go, mom, can you pray to God again? And just tell him, fine, I'll do it. Just give me peace. Le dije, por favor, dile a Dios, que órale a Dios y dile que está bien, yo lo hago. Y recuerdo que mi mamá oró. Y recuerdo mi primera oración. Regresé a mi pieza, regresé a mi cuarto. Went back to my room. And I said, look, Lord. Mira, Señor, I don't know how to pray. All I know how to do is three things, Lord. Solo sé hacer tres cosas. Sé cómo tocar música. I know how to play music. I know how to say lame jokes. Sé decir chistes tontos. Y sé pecar. I know how to sin. That's all I know. But if you can use me, if you can use me with all my defects, I'm here and I'm ready to be used by you. Le dije, Señor, si tú puedes usar aún con mis defectos, aquí estoy. Encuentros. And right about now, I got a couple minutes, I think. Están diciendo, okay, well, what's up with Moses? You mentioned Moses. Okay, we're getting to that. I'm glad you asked. ¿Qué de Moisés? Lo mencionaste porque ya llegamos a eso. En este cinco versículos vemos tres cosas. See, now I believe in kids. Keep it short and sweet. I like to go straight to the point, right? That was just a little back, but this is if you get this, you got the whole message. Si agarran esto, eso es lo principal. Vemos en esta experiencia de Moisés que cuando Dios tiene un encuentro con uno, es Dios el que viene donde está el hombre o la mujer. The first point is that it's God who comes down. This is not the God of philosophy far removed from us. This God that we know comes down to where we are at. Dios desciende y encuentra al hombre donde él está. It's God who takes the initiative. Es Dios el que toma la iniciativa, porque si fuera por nosotros, no buscamos a Dios. We won't look for God. It's God who takes the initiative. He takes the first step to find me and you. Jesus said, no one comes unto the Father but by me. Nadie viene al Padre sino por mí. So el primer punto es que Dios toma la iniciativa. Dios viene donde estamos nosotros. Segundo punto, cuando le dijo Dios a Moisés, quita tus sandalias de tus pies, porque el lugar que pisas santo es. Where you're touching is holy ground. Second point is that God comes down not to leave us there, but to bring us up. Dios no desciende donde estamos nosotros para dejarnos ahí, sino para levantarnos de donde estamos hacia Él. See, I've seen it. I've been to churches where people, I had the privilege of preaching, and I'm not criticizing them, but I had the privilege of preaching at a church of ex-bikers. And to them, they made God into their image. To them, God is in heaven and He has a Harley. I went to another Christian church, and there was a lot of Christian rockers there, and to them, God has spandex and has an electric guitar. You see, muchas veces nosotros queremos hacer a Dios a nuestra imagen. God, if God called you out from being a gangster, you're not a Christian gangster now. Si Dios te sacó de ser pandillero, ya no eres un pandillero cristiano. No, it's not about that. God wants to make you in His image. Dios te quiere hacer a su imagen, no que Dios lo hagamos a nuestra imagen. So God comes down to where we're at para levantarnos a nuestra esfera, obviamente, nuestra esfera limitada a donde está Él. He brings us up to where He's at, in our limited sphere, but He brings us up to where He's at. And the last point is that God calls us because He wants to use us for His honor and glory. El último punto es que Dios nos llama porque nos quiere usar para su honra y gloria. Cada quien tiene algo que hacer. A unos son predicadores, otros son diferentes. Cada persona aquí tiene algo por el cual Dios lo quiere usar. Y en diferentes maneras, different ways. The thing is that you have to let God use you for His honor and glory. See, there's no difference between me and you. Okay, I'm up here, you're not. That's the only difference. I'm preaching, you're sitting down. There's no difference. I'm no better than you. And sometimes I prefer not even to be called a pastor. Call me a student, because I'm still, yo soy un estudiante en la escuela de Cristo. Seguiré siendo estudiante hasta que llegue al cielo y por la eternidad. Sometimes that's why I don't like people calling me pastor, because it limits me. I want to be a student. I want to keep growing. And you know what? We're all students in the school of Christ. We're all. And you know what, though? With all my degrees and my theology and whatever, con todo la teología y que el cartón de la sierra, a pesar de todo eso, hay cosas que, y gente que ustedes le pueden llegar que yo no le puedo llegar con toda mi teología. Por eso Dios te ha llamado a ti, para poder alcanzar. Todos somos distintos, pero cada uno tiene una misión específica y puede alcanzar a gente que yo no puedo alcanzar. Now the question, to finish this off, does God still have encounters? ¿Todavía tiene el Señor encuentros con hombres y mujeres hoy en día en este tiempo moderno? Yes, He does. I truly believe it. But we need to listen. God is still speaking. Señor sigue hablando, pero no estamos escuchando. Remember a couple years back, for those of you who watch TV, I'm not putting you on the spot, but do you guys remember that little thing MTV had? The MTV Unplugged? And these bands would go there and they'd unplug their instruments and play acoustic instruments. And the latest Unplugged thing was Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne Unplugged. I know.
Lil Wayne? Really?
Yeah, he unplugged. It's time for us to unplug. It do what's good to unplug. It do good for us to take unplug from the iPhone, from the iPad, from all these things that are taking up our time. Fuera bueno que nos desconectáramos de tantas cosas que no nos dejan escuchar la voz de Dios. Hay que desconectarnos de la tele, hay que desconectarnos de las novelas, de tantas cosas. Hay que desconectarnos de las chivas, de todo. No pasa nada con ellos. Hay que desconectarnos y poder escuchar la voz de Dios. Dios les bendiga.